Reformed Church, thank you for joining us as we continue our look at the Shorter Catechism. One of these days I'm going to remember that we have changed the name to Covenant Orthodox Presbyterian Church. But until then, good morning. So who is the Redeemer of God's elect? The only Redeemer of God's elect is the Lord Jesus Christ, who, being the eternal Son of God, became man, and so was and continueth to be God and man in two distinct natures and one person forever. And so again, yesterday we dealt with the covenant of grace in general. Today we're looking at who is the surety, who is the Redeemer with whom the Father made the covenant of grace. And so we see that it is the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time." We could add to this, for example, 1 John 2:2. He himself propitiation is, not only for our sins, but also for the sins of the whole world. John is not talking about a universal redemption. He's talking about a universal propitiator, redeemer. That there is no other name. There is no one else. So whether you are in Asia Minor, it's generally considered that he was writing 1 John to the church in Ephesus, so Asia Minor. Whether you are in Judea, where obviously Christ was crucified, or you are in Idaho, there is but one Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, because there is but one who is able to redeem. And why is he able to redeem? This goes back to the question that most famously was asked by Anselm in the Middle Ages: why the God-man? Why did God become man? Cor Deus Homo is the title of the book. Being the eternal Son of God, I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, "You are my Son, today I have begotten you." And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." Or, "No one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side, he made him known." So only God who is at the Father's side. So one God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we see that there is a many, three persons, oneness, one substance, one God. So being the eternal Son of God, became man. So he was eternally the Son of God, and at a point of time, he was conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." And we could compile on these. For example, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth a son, born of a woman, born under the law." And we see that he became man. Even the title Antichrist is not in the book of Revelation. It's actually in the epistles of John. And it refers to those who deny that Jesus Christ is God come in the flesh. So you have those who deny that he is actually a man, say he just appears to be, the Docetists. Or you have those who deny that he was eternally God, the Arians. And so we could continue on. So who was and continueth to be God and man in two distinct natures, one person forever. But he holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. And so we see this ongoing reality that he is God and man in two distinct natures and one person forever. Thank you for joining us. And join us next time as we continue our look at the Shorter Catechism. Thank you, and God bless.